Hello, this is Dindria Bear of the Community Archive Center, and it is April 8th, 2023. We are at the Mate branch of the Tacoma Public Library, and I am with...
Edwin Valbert.
Edwin, it's good to meet you.
Thank you, it's good to be here.
We have one prompt that we want to focus on, and then you have stories to tell. Please share stories about your life in this neighborhood.
Okay. I grew up at the corner of 37th and F Street, which is just off the intersection of 38th and McKinley Avenue. So that was my neighborhood, was right in there. Kind of ranged from 40th and McKinley Avenue down to 34th and McKinley Avenue. And so some of the things I remember, especially about the neighborhood, were we had a little grocery store at 38th and McKinley that was Fred and Sue's Grocery. They lived upstairs. It was a two-story building. They lived upstairs. And they had all the candy behind the counter, and we as kids would come into Fred and Sue's, and one or the other, Fred or Sue, would be there. And they'd be so patient with us as we'd spend our 10 cents picking out one piece of candy, two pieces of candy, three pieces of candy. But as they were standing there putting the candy on the counter as we made our long, laborious choices for spending 10 cents, you could see the door that was open. And if Fred was with you, Sue would be sitting back there at their kitchen table just enjoying life, or if Sue was there, Fred would be back there, and they were just part of the hood, and you'd go in there and spend your candy. And it wasn't where Mom and Dad did all the grocery shopping. That was down McKinley Avenue at Safeway. This was what I would call the kids' store, where you came in to buy candy and just little stuff like that. So that was Fred and Sue's grocery store at 38th and McKinley Avenue, and unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever, 7-Eleven came in years as we were growing up and kind of put a lot of pressure on Fred and Sue, and ultimately the store went away. And in fact, the building was just torn down this year. It's a vacant lot now. So that was one. And then another memory of growing up is there was the Kavami's Hardware Store. Mr. and Mrs. Kavami owned a hardware store at 37th and McKinley Avenue. So my memories, by the way, are all, I was born in 56, so we're in the early 60s, these kind of memories are. And it was Mr. and Mrs. Kavami owned the hardware store. They lived up at 72nd McKinley Avenue. They built two really nice houses up there. But they owned the hardware store at 37th and McKinley. And the thing I remember is they would run an account for my dad. So my dad would say, run over to the hardware store and get me some nails. And me or my brother would run over there and get the nails. And Mr. and Mrs. Kavami would write it in their little receipt book. And then at the end of the month, Dad would like give us a $20 bill and say, go pay the hardware bill. And you'd run over to the hardware store and pay the bill, and they'd give you the change. You know, it's far cry from today's big box hardware stores. But they were just a wonderful couple that ran that hardware store there on McKinley Avenue.
Now, did you get some of the change to then go to the candy store?
Yeah, Dad sometimes, but we were given allowances. My mom and Dad were
right
big on
allowances,
so we had allowances, so that was cool. Another quick memory about that is you come down McKinley Avenue a little further, headed towards the Safeway store, which was down near 34th. There was Boyle's Drug Store, or we called it Boyle's Variety, 5 and 10 cent store. And that's where I bought all my things, like my first kites, my balsa wood, little airplanes that you would put together and fly, all of my models that I built as a kid, little cars and boats and airplanes, they were all bought at Boyle's Variety Store, or 5 and 10 store. And of course, it's not there anymore, but that was where you would go as a little kid, you know, because you didn't have your Fred Meyers and all that kind of stuff. So that was a neat, really neat store to be there. I also have real fond memories. McKinley School has the addition on it that runs to the north, the wing of the classrooms where the younger kids were, where I went to kindergarten, in fact. And it used to be open underneath. It was up on a second story, but the playground went underneath it, but it was covered because of the building, the extension to McKinley Elementary School. And we would, kids on a rainy day like it is today, we would meet under there and be able to play all day because we'd be out of the rain, but we were still outside.
Nice.
And it was blacktopped on the bottom, and then the floor of the upstairs was above us. And we'd take our Super Balls and we'd slam the Super Bowl on the floor of the playground, and it would bounce up and hit the floor of the wing of the school, and then it would come back down and bounce again. And it just keep going up and down. Well, now, years later, they bricked in that whole section, so you can't play under that wing. And every time I drive by, I think, oh, they took a great covered play area away. But, you know,
the Super Bowl area.
The Super Bowl area, yeah. And I think the last thing I'll share with you this morning, or right now, is growing up in, and it's true of a lot of neighborhoods, but in our neighborhood around 38th and McKinley Avenue, all of the streets had alleys. So the front door of the house faced the street, mm-hmm. but your garage and everything was off the alley. And that's where the garbage truck would come and pick up garbage cans and stuff like that. And so much of my growing up was in the alley. That's where I learned to ride bicycles, yes. We learned to drive, we played games, we built projects, the whole neighborhood. You would go up and down the neighborhood with your buddies and meet usually in the alley, and then you could go in the back door of your house and clean up and stuff because the front door was more for guests and everything. But and now, when I think about it, they build these new housing developments. They don't have alleys.
They don't.
So that was a whole part of growing up in McKinley Hill that we got to experience that some people don't get to experience today because they don't put alleys. The property's too expensive and everything. So those are a few of the 38th and McKinley Avenue quick thoughts that I had, and I'm happy to share.
Thank you so much, because you paint such a picture of a time before of what it looks like now. Do you have any stories of like recent that you'd like to share?
I don't live in the neighborhood anymore. My sister still lives in the house that we were all raised in, so I still have a connection to the neighborhood that way. The thing that surprises me or has changed the most for me is the fact that they're taking down single-family houses on McKinley Avenue and building the multifamily units. And within the block of 37th to 36th and 38th to 37th on McKinley Avenue, we have two cases where a single-family house has gone and a multiple multifamily. And not to be against multifamily, but it changes the feel of the neighborhood when you go from single-family house to suddenly four buildings, and each building is a duplex. You know, it's just, and that's what surprised me most about the neighborhood, probably, is that change in how the city and people are choosing to view residential and what's important. And it is a convenient neighborhood because you can drop right down to the freeway and to the Tacoma Dome and downtown. So I understand more people wanting to live here, but it pains me a little bit to watch that transition from single family to kind of multifamily in those areas. But still a good neighborhood.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because so many things are changing in Tacoma in every neighborhood. I'm hearing different stories about what it was like versus what it is now.
So. Yeah. The other thing that's changed a lot since I lived here is the lack of a grocery store. We had the Safeway on McKinley Avenue, and now your closest grocery stores are Safeway at 38th and M Street, or Winco all the way out at 72nd, Safeway at 56th and Yakima. So McKinley Hill, especially my hood, the 38th and McKinley area, is really, unfortunately now, I think, grocery starved, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have, when I grew up, there was a little grocery store, I mean, I could count eight right now within the neighborhoods, from Galt all the way up to like 40th and McKinley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with every couple blocks, there'd be a little grocery store. And then, of course, we had the big Safeway and Rexall Drug, which is now the Tribe owns it now, which is good because it's better than a vacant building for sure. But it's hard for people to live here like my sister now because they have to travel so much for groceries. So
yeah, I've heard of that being called like a food desert.
Yeah,
like
yeah. But when I was here, it was much more convenient. I mean, you could just run down to Safeway or run to any of the little neighborhoods. I mean, there's still 7-Eleven, but it's a different kind of grocery than a grocery store. So anyway, that's one thing that's really different than when I was here. So.
All right. Thank you so much for your insights and your perspective and your stories.
Oh,
I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Probably got a bunch more if you ever want
to. I know, and we're going to have to do a series. Have a good day.
Thank you.